September, and we're certainly grateful for all that God has done and all that he's doing and all that he will do. And so we're excited about this day that God has afforded us. And so we will rejoice and be glad in it. Certainly grateful for each of you on the call today as we prepare for what God has in store. Aren't you grateful that God has included you in his plans for this day? Let you know that he's not done with you yet, that there's still work to do. And so we give him praise for allowing us to be included in what he has in store for this day. So we need to take advantage of the opportunities that's presented to us. And we need to use our gifts while we have a chance and use them to the glory and honor of God. We're certainly grateful for your continued support of this inspirational moment that happens each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we're grateful for each of you who are on the call, as well as those who are on Facebook Live. Well, we're going to prepare today for our brief inspirational thought, but let's go to God in prayer as we prepare for what yet lies ahead. God, we're extremely grateful for this day. We thank you again for including us in your plans for this day. We pray to the Lord now that you might stir something in us, that we might be fully aware of the opportunities that's before us to be used by you and to make a difference in this day. For this is the day that you've made, and so we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for each person on the call today, those who are already out and about and moving around, and those who are yet getting ready to get their day started. We pray to the Lord that we might seek you first in everything that we do this day, and that we might continue to be consciously aware of the fact that in you we do live, move, and have our being. And God, we understand clearly that we are nothing without you. So we pray your blessings to be upon us even as we engage in these few moments today for this inspirational thought, this boost, if you will, to help us get started for this day. Now, God, we pray that you would just meet every need and that you open doors and show yourself strong. And then, God, that you will reveal yourself to those who are desperately waiting for an answer to their prayer. So we love you and we honor you. And we thank you now for being our God. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said amen. Well, the playback number is 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. I want to talk for a few minutes here from the thought of actively using your faith. Yeah, actively using your faith. We often pray for God to increase our faith. We study the word, and we know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But are we actively using our faith? And so God's word for today is to let faith be the foundation of your life. Yeah, let faith be the foundation of your life. When you talk about foundation, you know, that really can describe that which is built upon, or an action of establishing an institution or organization, or even a believer's faith on a permanent basis. And many times as believers, if the truth be told, we build upon that which will not sustain us, with that which would not hold us, that would not keep us going in life. Many build upon their homes, their cars, and their jobs, and material things. But there's a word in Matthew 7:24-27, reading from the NIV version. It talks about the wise and the foolish builder. It says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. And verse 26, but everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like the foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against the house, and guess what happened? It fell with a mighty great crash. You know, faith is indeed the substance of things hoped for, and as believers, we must move in our destiny, toward our destiny, and actively using our faith. We should be guided by the principles in the Word of God. You cannot have faith and fear in the same at the same time. And that's what many times we do. We try to allow faith and fear to coexist in the same space at the same time. What is fear? Fear is simply this. It's false evidence appearing real. Yeah, that's the acronym. False evidence appearing real. And we know that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. And then when we look at faith, we know faith is trusting God's word and knowing that even if even if what we believe has not appeared, it's still possible. Let me say that again. Faith is trusting God's word and knowing that even if what we believe has not appeared, it's still possible. In other words, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And the Bible goes on to tell us that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek after him. Faith knows that God's will is the best outcome for every situation. And many times people put more faith in their doubt than they put it in their faith. And sometimes we try to, our fear many times outweigh our faith. But the challenge for us today is to declare that we're going to activate faith over our fears. We're not going to allow what we see in the natural to hinder what God is trying to get done in the spirit. And we have to declare today and we have to speak it into existence and believe that God is greater than anything that we are faced with. He has a plan in motion that's going to push us toward our destiny. And so we declare today an active faith over our lives, and we hold fast to the promises of God that's found in his word. Now, you got to study that word. You got to get into that word. You got to know that word. You got to believe that word. You got to trust the word. You got to stand on the promises of God, even when you don't have the possession, and believe that God is well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above any and everything that we can ever ask or think. So I just want to encourage somebody even today as you prepare to make your way through this day to trust the timing of God in your situation. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands. I'm trying to block some of this sun and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's just a prayer away. And many times the enemy will try to confuse what God is trying to get done in our lives. He's trying to distract us and throw us off track and thinking that God has forgotten about us or that he has forsaken us. But we have to stand on the promises of God even when we don't have the possession. And we have to believe that he's well able. You see Lady Kim in the background. See, you shouldn't have did that. But he's well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above it and everything that we can have. Somebody say, what was that passed by just then? That he's well able to do what no other power can do. So we're encouraged today and we praise God for how he continues to sustain us. And we walk by faith and not by sight. So I decree and declare that you ought to just go ahead and call those things that be not as though they already are. You ought to speak it into existence. You ought to say, God, I believe that this thing is going to improve. It's going to get better. I may not fully see the full picture. I may not see the full picture right now. But God, I know you have great things in store that eyes haven't seen nor ears heard. Neither have they entered into the heart of men. The things that you prepared for those who love him. And so you ought to say, God, I just love you and I bless you and I praise you and I do magnify your holy name. Somebody shout amen. So the challenge today is to declare an active faith over your life and hold fast to every promise, not just some of them, but every promise in God's word. You know, there's an expression that you often hear. It says, I'm going to fake it until I make it. Y'all heard that before? But what we want you to say, I'm going to faith it until I make it. Can you decree that over your life? I'm going to faith it. I'm going to faith my way through. I'm going to believe God for what he said he would do. I'm going to stand on the promises of God. And when you have a strong faith, you begin to look at what you believe in God to do in your situation. Even when it hadn't come to pass, you're already starting to shape it, and you're already starting to make the existence of what you believe in him to do become a reality through your faith and belief in God to do what he said he would do. There is nothing that happens to you that your faith can't get you through. Let me say that again. That's the word for somebody today. There's nothing that happens to you that your faith can't get you through. So let your faith be your guide. Call those things that be not as though they already are. And remember, we walk by faith and not by sight. Let's pray. God, thank you today for reminding us of the importance of faith. Thank you for giving us a word so that our faith can exist and continue to grow upon. Although there will always be challenges, and there will always be things trying to pull us down and hinder us and prevent us, we are determined today to hold fast to what you have promised us. We will not doubt your word. Rather, we choose to walk confidently in an active faith and believe that even though it hadn't come to pass, it's on the way. And so we trust you, we believe you, and we stand on your word even today. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Playback number 605-475-3228. Look, I hope you have a fantastic day today. And don't forget now, keep those spiritual antennas up, because I believe God is going to use you to do something special today. How many of you believe that? Well, all right. Until next time, stay salty, my friend, and be blessed.